AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Donald Trump was asked what it's like to be back in the Oval Office.
Oh, what a great feeling. One of the better feelings I've ever had.
Trump signed executive orders, including pardoning 1,500 Capitol rioters. He also ordered the Attorney General to seek the dismissal of roughly 450 cases that are pending before judges. More on the day yesterday from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The golden age of America begins right now.
So declared President Trump in his inaugural address.
Sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before.
While painting a dark picture of an America in decline and laying out familiar grievances over his 2020 election loss, impeachment, and subsequent legal jeopardy, Trump argued the nation's leaders have foolishly given up far too much over the years, including the Panama Canal.
And we're taking it back.
Referencing the manifest destiny of 19th century settlers advancing westward in his vision for America.
One that increases our wealth, expands our territory, builds our cities, raises our expectations, and carries our flag into new and beautiful horizons.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen responded to President Trump's announcement the U.S. is again getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Our first priority will be to engage early, discuss common interests, and be ready to negotiate.
President Trump used one of the flurry of executive actions he issued on his first day back to begin the process of withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization for the second time in less than 5 years. A prisoner swap between the U.S. and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban figure in prison for life in California on drug charges. This is AP News. Prince Harry's high-stakes trial, pitting him against Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids, is getting underway.
Harry, the youngest son of King Charles III and one other claimant, alleges News Group newspapers, the publisher of The Sun, hacks their phones or unlawfully snooped on them. The High Court trial, starting Tuesday, will be the first case of its kind to go to trial against the publisher since a widespread phone hacking scandal forced Murdoch to close News of the World in 2011. The publisher has denied the allegations. It has settled more than 1,300 other claims out of court. Karen Shamas, London.
Jury selection is supposed to start today in Los Angeles in a trial against ASAP Rocky, who is charged with firing a gun at a former friend. He could get a long prison sentence if convicted. The Grammy-nominated hip-hop star, fashion mogul, and actor is a longtime partner of Rihanna, and the two have two toddler sons together. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.